Defying the Odds, written by J. Davy Crockett III, read by Shane Browning. Are you a gambler? No? Most people would say, I don't go to casinos or play the lottery or bet the horses. This is a good thing, since common sense tells you that the house always wins. But do you play the odds in other ways? This thought came to mind as I observed three young adults smoking cigarettes as they enjoyed an animated conversation outside a convenience store. They were young, apparently healthy people, not concerned about the consequences of their actions. What mentality does it take to place dried leaves wrapped in paper between your lips and set them on fire? Does it make sense to drag smoke into your mouth, throat, and lungs, which were obviously designed for clean, fresh air? The warning on the package in which the cigarettes are sold goes unheeded, and the obsequious public service warnings from the medical profession and government agencies are often ignored. Cigarettes are not the only harmful form of tobacco addiction. Cigar smoking has resurged in popularity in recent years, particularly by young men. Pipes, chewing tobacco, and snuff, now called smokeless tobacco, continue to be used, especially by young people and the lower economic strata of our society. Millions of people mindlessly use products made out of substance known to cause cancer of the lungs, mouth, and throat. These people play the odds with a deck that is stacked against them, defying the odds, thinking, quote, it won't happen to me, unquote. Visit a hospital where emphysema patients are treated. Visit an oncology ward and see the misery and suffering caused by cancer of the lungs, mouth, and throat. The facts don't lie. The evidence gathered over several decades is conclusive. Smoking or the use of tobacco in any form can be deadly in the long haul. Why do people do it? It's cool. It's hip. There is peer pressure to do what others are doing, even if it is dangerous and shows reckless disregard for the consequences. After all, it won't happen to me, but it can and does happen to people who attempt to defy the odds. This attitude and its consequences are not limited to using tobacco. Consider those who drive a vehicle while drinking or after having consumed a few drinks with friends. Think of those who don't wear seatbelts while driving or riding in a vehicle. How about those who are driving on worn-out tires? And some drivers seem to think speed limits on our highways are for others, not them. There are many other high-risk behaviors that can cause hardship and suffering, such as the myriad problems resulting from promiscuous sexual activity in all levels of society. As you go about your daily routine, do you attempt to defy the odds and ignore basic principles for maintaining good mental and physical health? Ancient King Solomon of Israel, a man imbued with wisdom as a gift from God, wrote about the importance of making sound decisions if one is to have a good life and length of days. Quote, to do evil is a sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. Unquote. Proverbs 10, verse 23. He also said, quote, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. Unquote. Proverbs 14, verse 16. It seems very clear that the foolish aren't interested in hearing instruction for their own good. They are too busy defying the odds. To gain a right perspective on why it is imperative that we use this physical life in a godly way, request our free booklet entitled Your Ultimate Destiny. It is absolutely free. Also be sure to check out the telecast, You Bet Your Life.